Creation myths are usually regarded as profound truths carrying great historical, cultural, and religious significance.
The Enuma Elish is the world's oldest known creation story, passed down through the oral tradition for countless generations until it was finally written down in ancient Sumer. In it, an assembly of young gods commit patricide, beginning a series of conflicts between the powerful elder creator beings and their offspring, vying to establish dominance over the heavens, one another, and the earth. A critical historical document, the Enuma Elish describes what ancient people of Mesopotamia learned about this extraterrestrial civilization which was visiting the earth at the dawn of human development and how these beings competed against one another for dominance.
The Enuma Elish strikingly depicts the creator gods as genetically upgrading primitive hominids for a range of reasons, the most infamous of which was to exploit them as intelligent workers. The first Homo sapiens this assembly created would replace lesser gods, called the Ijiji, in the drudgery of manual labor used to plunder the earth's precious resources such as gold. The Sumerian account of the creation of humans by extraterrestrials who decided the fate of their own genetic experiments is mirrored in ancient texts from around the world.
From a modern perspective, is the Enuma Elish telling the history of one advanced extraterrestrial group being overthrown by a newly arriving extraterrestrial group who assumed control? And is this same scenario repeated in the various creation stories passed down around the world in which other visiting extraterrestrial civilizations are replaced or defeated by new arrivals?
In ancient Egypt, the 3rd millennium BC is known as the Age of Pyramids. During this Old Kingdom period, the pyramid texts were written down, telling of a succession of creator gods who had come to rule over primitive humans and genetically upgrade them to create hybrids. These hybrids become the new ruling class of ancient Egypt. After millennia of genetic interbreeding, the upgraded humans are granted self-rule through leaders whose genetic bloodlines are directly connected to the creator gods. This is the origin of the ancient doctrine of the divine right of kings.
In India's Rig Veda, three primordial creator gods, Vishnu, Brahma, and Shiva, bring into existence the known universe. Brahma's direct offspring, the Brajapati, the sons of Brahma, then create the entire pantheon of Hindu gods and eventually humans. The Hindu gods regularly interact and breed with humanity, thereby creating a ruling class of hybrids whose authority stems from their bloodline connection to one or more gods.
The Mayan Populva, translated to mean the council book, describes a succession of creator gods forming the universe, the earth, and eventually humans. Among these creator gods is the feathered serpent and those who engineer humans. Once again, there is a conflict between the creator gods. Eventually, assemblies are formed by the victors, whereby the gods meet to decide the fate of humanity. Thank you. also once again, the gods create human hybrids who become the ruling elite of Mayan civilization.
In the ancient Greeks' creation story, recorded in Hesiod's Theogony, a succession of creator gods once again engage in patricidal conflicts. Uranus is the leader of the most ancient group of creator beings who give birth to the Titans, led by Cronos. Later, the Titans bear offspring called the gods, who are led by Zeus. In a mighty power struggle, Cronos allies with Zeus to slay Uranus. However, strife continues. Eventually, a great war emerges between Cronos's Titans and the gods led by Zeus, which results in a new order for humanity under the victor Zeus, who takes control over the Earth and her human population.
Once again, humans are genetically upgraded by a succession of gods interbreeding with them, thereby creating heroes, sages, and kings destined to rule over the rest of humanity. Meanwhile, Zeus and the other gods regularly meet at a grand assembly called Olympus to shape the destiny of humanity. As in Sumer's Enuma Elish, offspring or newly arriving extraterrestrial groups unseat existing extraterrestrial overseers and take control.
In these and other creation stories from around the world, the gods are depicted as fighting among themselves and forming political assemblies to resolve their differences. These assemblies are not mythological stories, but refer to galactic organizations formed by extraterrestrial civilizations which have been interacting with humanity since the dawn of time. According to modern sources, there have been 24 different extraterrestrial civilizations involved in seeding humanity, who formed an intergalactic confederation to coordinate their activities. This assembly is similar to the one described in the Enuma Elish. These seeder groups have subordinate extraterrestrial races working with them who compete against each other and sometimes engage in armed conflict. These conflicts thereby mirror the patricidal wars between the gods described in creation stories found worldwide.
The multiple genetic experiments on humanity stretch back 500,000 years into the past and have led to cycles of birth and destruction for civilizations all over the Earth. The last major destruction occurred approximately 12,000 years ago due to humanity's rapid technological advancement. According to the Sumerian texts, the Homo sapiens that emerged out of the genetic experiments evolved rapidly and began using advanced technologies to the consternation of some of the creator gods.
If left unchallenged, members of the Grand Assembly, aka the Intergalactic Confederation, feared that the rapidly evolving humans would bring havoc to the multiple genetic experiments being conducted all over the planet by different extraterrestrial civilizations. This is where Plato's legend of Atlantis takes on great significance. It describes the Atlanteans as technologically evolved and embarking on global imperial conquest around 9700 BC. While Plato described the ancient Greeks as fending off the aggressive Atlantean attacks at a high cost, other civilizations did not fare as well. Multiple sources using hypnotic regression into past life memories or accessing the Akashic records reveal that Atlantis had attacked and destroyed several civilizations using atomic weapons. Today, the Elohim are back. The 24 Cedar extraterrestrial races have returned because human consciousness is in the process of taking a great evolutionary leap forward. But how can we ensure it succeeds? How do we avoid another great reset, like the Great Flood, which was brought on when humanity became too corrupt?
How can today's chaos and strife be viewed as positive catalysts propelling a great awakening, which will allow humanity to develop the right ethical framework to transform quickly into a global civilization that can flourish? How did a lab-created virus and vaccine with disastrous side effects lead to the fall of Atlantis? And how is the trauma of Atlantis resurfacing today to be healed?
How have a multiplicity of extraterrestrials working within different councils and assemblies resolved their differences to support human evolution? And how has religion been used, manipulated, and altered to suit different agendas?
For those who want to explore more deeply into these questions and more, join Dr. Michael Sala, the world's leading authority on exopolitics, for an exciting all-new webinar intensive. Coming August 13th, 2022. Entitled, World Religions and Extraterrestrial Contact, Suppressed History, Atlantis and Lemuria's Origin, and Return of the Creator Gods. Don't wait. Register today.